Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Jackson, people can start questioning my IQ.
Yeah.
They say, everywhere you go, you follow Jackson. I say, he's a good man to follow because he's got clout. And when you go with Jack, you get in places, man. We're the Green Turtle. This place is fantastic. People are coming up to me and going, hey, you're with Scott Jackson. I said, yes, I am. They go, well, here, would you like some of this? I said, well, yeah, why not? Everybody's coming up to me saying, man, you're with Scott Jackson.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, I know how to travel.
It is getting thick in here and deep.
I am so lucky.
I'm as happy we're inside.
Yeah.
It could be worse. You could be outside in the colder air. It's not a bad day, though. It's a little crisp.
Yeah.
Have these on opening days, but it is buzzing around the ballpark. I almost got run over by Clydesdales and Gerardo Parra and the baby shark on the
that
way
was
in.
Cool.
They're like, clear the street. I'm like, why? And they go, well, the Clydesdales are coming behind you with Gerardo Parra. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I'm good. I'm
it
out.
Remind me of Chinatown.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot. When the Capitals are doing their thing,
yeah.
This is what it had, that vibe. I was like, this is big time. I know there's no record. This is opening day.
Well, listen, this might be the last time they're not in last place, as I said to one of my friends today. Just take a picture of the standings.
Yeah.
This may be it, but we'll see. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully there's more to it. I'm actually pleasantly surprised here inside of Green Turtle and even outside the stadium. I think there's a lot of curly W's here. I was afraid, you're going to get some Braves fans. Look, they've won the division five straight times.
The Blue Bloods.
They won it 14 straight times in the 90s to the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, look, they're kind of on the track again to be that kind of franchise. They already got, obviously, a World Series a couple seasons ago, but they have a lot of fans around here. They're kind of the South's team in a lot of ways.
Blue Bloods.
In this part of the country. So I'm used to seeing them. But I'm pleasantly surprised at how many Nats fans are rolling out on opening day. Look, if you can't be excited or at least hopeful on opening day, you know, why?
Well,
why exist?
My father-in-law, Earl Donette, he is a diehard Nats guy, even in their worst moments.
Well, that's great.
He's always got his curly W cap on. So I went out and I took a picture and I sent it to him about the atmosphere of it. And Earl just turned 87. And I'm just going, this is big. We're lucky to be anywhere where people care about what you're doing.
Right.
And this area has been flipped upside down. I mean, that place here, Scott, I didn't even know where I was at.
That's great, isn't it? Like, you get down
this
here sometimes
phenomenal.
And you forget.
Yeah.
And look, we were, you know, the radio station's right around the corner, so we've been spending a lot of time down here. And in the off season, it's kind of weird because it's eerie. There's this beautiful ballpark. There's these businesses, but there's not quite the buzz. But today it's back, and you hope it stays this way. And, of course, the people that own these businesses and work here hope that as well because the way they make their money. So good to see folks down here. If you come by Green Turtle, obviously first pitch is coming up in about an hour. You can hear that on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be here live throughout the game. We're going to talk a lot of baseball in the first hour. Then we'll kind of shift to football, figuring the people that care about baseball will be listening and watching the baseball at that point. So we'll get to some of the football stuff then. But we want to let you know we're broadcasting live from Green Turtle Navy Yard at First Street Southeast for the Nats opening day. Green Turtle has game day specials, including $15 buckets of beer. $15 buckets of beer. How about that?
Buckets
and $5 home run strikeout shooters.
Yeah.
Eat plenty, drink well, leave happy, and get yourself a DD while you're at it. or take the subway, all right?
I also knew it was big when I saw Chris Kennard was here in person.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And that it's also opening day for me, and also Baby AI.
Well, we got AI in-house with us.
Baby AI, a.k.a. Anthony.
Well, they stole Mike to the varsity today from us.
Yeah, they did.
Mikey, Mike,
well,
but Toby.
Well, they need two producers.
Right. Well, we got Toby, who's doing it by himself somehow, solo.
Well, he's got skills. Yeah, he's got skills.
It's amazing the producers on 980, what they're able to do. Anyway, so we got all that going for you. Tom Lavera is going to join us at 1230. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Tom had kind of a morbid column today about the Nationals' upcoming season.
Yeah.
But he's look, there's a lot of reason for it. I think we get it. We're all well aware of the lack of real expectations of this year outside of, hey, develop and hope these guys get better, hope maybe you can get some of these young prospects up at some point, hope that, you know, Victor Robles can finally carry over what he does in spring training into the regular season, hope that C.J. Abrams can be, you know, more consistent at the plate and defensively and make you look smart for making these trades. So, look, we get it. They're not expecting to contend with the Braves and with the Mets and, of course, the Phillies, who seem to have, you know, a pretty good majority of former Nationals that we all used to love. They got, of course, Trey Turner up there this year in a Phillies uniform, which is enough to make you want to vomit. Kyle Schwarber's been there for a couple seasons now, just killing the ball. In the short period of time he was here, he was great. And, of course, they've had Bryce Harper for a while. So it's going to be an interesting part of the season to see if they can over-deliver, I guess, the underwhelming expectations.
Yeah, it does take a bit of maturity to deal with this. Because you can feel sorry for yourself,
sure,
because what we once had. But what happened in 2019, there are a lot of areas that never experienced it.
Right.
I can't be mad at you when you give me a chip.
Right.
I can be disappointed a bit, but I got to go with all in that I know they're competent. They are hamstrung by Masson and MLB.
Yep.
But the bottom line to it is that if the San Diego Padres can flip their script,
yeah,
and go from being tightwads to being thrown it on the table, then I'm just saying to the learners, hey, I mean, I really appreciate you. But if you're going to do this, let's do it.
Yeah.
If not, move on.
Right.
Yeah, don't play us like you're indecisive, because you're not. You're too smart for that.
Well, they're stuck right now.
Yeah.
They posted the story this week, Chelsea James, that they're not going to be able to sell this team. They have a certain price in mind that it makes it worth their while to sell it. If they don't get that price, they're not doing it. So they're not doing it for now. And a lot of it, again, is all because of this Masson stuff. Now, I will say this in fairness to the Orioles, who get blamed for a lot of this stuff all the time, and the Angels, this was written in plain English in the contract when we got the team here. Like, that Masson was going to be, you know, owned by the Orioles. The Orioles were going to be in this team's pockets for a while. I mean,
How long?
But I thought it was five years. But I think the whole thing, yeah, that part of it was with the gate. But, I mean, I think this part of the Masson thing, I think there was a hope that someday they'd be able to spin it off into something bigger and maybe get to the point where they could be in the open market like other baseball teams and cash in and let, say, I don't know, Monumental Sports Network, or whatever they're calling themselves now, which used to be NBC Sports Washington, could bid on the team and bring them over there and put the games over there, or at least get a shot at bidding on it and get an open bidding war,
right,
with a couple sports networks that, for whatever reason, don't cross streams ever. Like, everybody stays in their own lane. Masson's the baseball network. Monumental's the hockey and NBA network and WNBA and G League, and, you know, they used to do football, but they stopped doing that, I guess, you know, once it expires tomorrow. But whatever. I mean, it's interesting how we've had this way too nice of a relationship, like a gentleman's agreement almost, between the two networks over the years, and it hasn't helped either. I mean, frankly, it has not helped either. You need competition to make things better.
You do.
And they don't have it, and it's frustrating as hell. And it's not... And, you know, we've gone through this before in baseball, where they've had these things where, hey, it really seems simple, like the commissioner could come in and fix it, or arbitration could fix it, or whatever.
It never gets done.
But it never gets done. Like,
right,
the Oakland A's are still, you know, tearing their hair out, trying to figure out what's their territory versus the Giants' territory out there. And, you know, Bud Selig, you know, is always talked about when he was the commissioner. That was his best friend, was the owner, Wolf, of
right,
the A's. And
right,
this is what he did to his best friend.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole bunch of sense.
You know, and he never helped the guy.
No,
so I don't expect it to be fast. Nothing's faster than them. But the game's going to be faster this year, which is, I think, interesting and important to steal Ron Rivera's
line. Or, yeah, or important.
I think,
yeah,
it's kind of both. But
yeah,
I'm fascinated to see how the preseason's gone, the exhibition season, which just wrapped up. games are, you know, 25, 26 minutes faster, but the scoring's not down. It's not like they've hampered scoring just to speed games up, right? Like, it's not like they've just made it faster for the sake of making it faster. It's a better paced game, but there's still a lot of activity in it.
But how do we rate? Do you rate any of these adjustments? Can they really be evaluated until about a month of the regular season?
I'm with you. I think you got to see it happen real time, right?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that.
I think it's going to be it's a smart move, though, because I think there is something to be said that the game times, you know, with a society that is very impatient. I'm not just going to say, always blame it on young people, but, I mean, I'm impatient as anybody now. I mean, I don't like waiting for things either.
Okay, so when are we going to start having our Gen X or young people's moment with golf? These young people want to change everything.
Right, right.
You know, it kind of drives me up the wall. Yeah. I'm going, well, hold it, Slim. Y'all haven't been here but a few years, and yet you want everything done in this micro level.
Yeah.
Level number, when are you going to mess with F up golf? Nothing works for you, but when are you going to get into golf?
Well,
are you going to make people swing quicker? Are they going to be able to not really evaluate their, they got a 2-foot putt.
Right.
You see Tiger, he'll circle it. Yep. They come around, they bend down, they go to telescope look. They do all this stuff. When are we going to start saying, hey, Slim, you have 35 seconds to make the putt?
I don't know.
Are we going to see that?
We got to talk to some of our 1%er friends, Brian,
Chris Johnson.
Yeah, and Finley, but they're on the air right now. And then my friend Chris Johnson's here, who's one of those guys that lives in golf. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's
bring that
next
up. But I guess you'd have to care enough about, like, watching it, or the whole live thing was supposed to be like a cooler version of golf, and it's actually just a less competitive version of golf. It's like, I don't know who came up with a funny line last week, said nobody wants, you know, it's great that Phil Mickelson can make $900,000 for not making cuts or whatever.
Yeah, that was
or
the
not,
best
or not
thing.
Even being competitive, not because they don't have cuts. Excuse me.
Yeah,
you know, not that was a great line. It is true. I mean, like, but who cares? But yeah, I don't know. But baseball, clearly, they've been of the sports, like, you know, as you know, and we talk about this a lot, our friends that really care about it, go to the games, what have you.
I grew up with it.
It trends older.
Yeah.
You want younger people to, you know, feel a connection with it and be more, you know, more involved in it. So at some point, you just got to start doing the math and go, crap, man, how much time do we have until our sport is, like, sliding down further? So we have to do something to try to understand. And there's some great players. I mean, the world, you know, we just talked about the World Championship of Baseball. It was incredible. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was exciting.
It really was.
And it, you know, it's such a sport that's worldwide. It should be a bigger platform, right? And it should do better. But I do think the speed up can help it. I do think it's kind of cheap that they got to do the shift rule. I kind of think that's lame. You should be able to hit to all fields. And
but why couldn't you? It'd be like the 3-point shot. It didn't kill basketball.
Right, right.
It enhanced it.
Sure.
You could have said, well, you going to make us shoot from here? Yeah. Yeah, and guess what? They're all doing it now.
Yeah, right.
Baseball is, and that little bit of spoil.
Yeah.
I mean, this opening day thing for me, I go back to being 11, and it was the biggest day of my world, my life.
Yeah.
Every opening day was, it was unbelievable.
Clear ledger,
baseball Chief. Was it.
Yep.
So what are you going to do, horse racing? Are we going to change the triple crown? Are we going to make the distances shorter because we can't go for a mile and a quarter track? Hey, stick in the mud. Do you still want to have diesel out of transportation? How about we give you a horse and you put a saddle on it and go to work? You know, I get it. We got to go through this gasoline to electric. But at what point can we respect something and just deal with it the way it is?
Probably never. It's America.
Yeah. Okay.
We change everything. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the interesting things coming up this year in these new rules of baseball and the speed up and some of the numbers behind the early stuff. Tom Lavera will join us at 12:30 as well. It is Burgundy and Gold today, and yes, we will get to some of the Burgundy and Gold coming up at the 1 o'clock hour here on the Team 980, coming to you live from the Green Turtle. Navy Yard, First Street, Southeast for Nats opening day here on the Team 980, streaming live with the Free Odyssey app.
We are broadcasting live from the Green Turtle Navy Yard at First Street, Southeast for the Nats opening day. Green Turtle has some game day specials, including $15 buckets of beer and live $5 home run and strikeout shooters. eat plenty, drink well, leave happy. That sounds like Scott Jackson and Anthony Hart. I tell you what, AI to me. I don't need to be around places they're feeding you and having liquor. I should be banned from those locations. But I'm going to try to be as disciplined,
you have been very disciplined so
as
far.
I can be. I am very disciplined.
It smells
right
great because we're near the kitchen.
It's a good atmosphere.
It is making me hungry. But we'll power on to do the show. We got Tom Libero coming up in about 9-10 minutes from now.
We'll get into it before Libero. That's
no,
the one. I would suggest that you deal with Libero on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Livero, my man, he's throwing flames.
He is throwing flames.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, I mean, he's a football guy, he's a horse racer, he's a boxing guy.
Yeah.
But really, baseball, I think if you ask Tommy, you could only cover one sport.
What would
that one sport be? I bet it would be baseball.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so as well. We'll talk to him there in about 9 minutes from now. And look, he's got some fair points about the concerns of the Nats. I don't think he's breaking.
Well, no, he's
breaking
he's,
any news yeah. here. And, you know, look, he had a great run, as he points out in his column today.
Yeah.
From 2012 to 2019, and obviously since then, and no team has suffered sports wise really more from the pandemic hangover than the Nats. It feels like
Horrible timing.
Yeah, it really was horrible timing.
Nobody else has not been allowed to circle the wagon and be applauded for their for their greatness. I mean, I can still see Ovechkin with that cup over his head. I mean, we were at all these celebrations. That's why as a player, you want to win. And as a fan, you want to be a part of the winning. Looking at, you know, Tailgate Ted, we mentioned he's down here. He's been at every celebration.
Yep.
This is the things that you remember. These are things that we live for, man.
Yep. Yeah, it's been tough. I still would give the big thumbs down on moving Soto, you know, 2.5 years early. I still think they could have rode that out. And I know this, you know, I know the sales job. Well, you weren't drawn anyway. Well, guess what? There's a lower number to go, by the way, and we're about to see it as time moves on if you're, you know, not careful here. So, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it was too quick on that. I think that didn't need to be done. And
because of Bryce.
Yeah.
Now you get the spillover effect.
Right.
Even though if it's not absolutely connected.
Correct.
We're human.
Right.
We still see Bryce giving you the finger.
Right.
And then you go to Scherzer. That's the one that got me.
Well, they moved on Scherzer. I mean, that kind of made sense at the time, though, because you're already in the sell mode. And who knows, right? If Schwarber.
But Trey Turner.
But Schwarber doesn't pull his hamstring. If he doesn't pull his hamstring right before the break, then what do they do? Like, would they just stay with it? Because they would have been in the wild card race,
That's
right?
That's a great point.
And then Turner, you know, and again, all those things, the dominoes don't fall. It would have been fascinating to see what would have happened. But clearly, you know, as a business model, they felt like they weren't doing well enough and they want to make these changes. And people go, well, they're, you know, among the richest owners in the league. But as far as a baseball organization is, they're not. And again, this all goes back to the TV deal in part and a lot of other things. But, you know, at the same time, I can't help but say we're right near Nationals Park and I'm not a big fan of corporate name sponsorships, but I understand why teams do it for their stadiums because it brings in a lot of money. Like, this stadium's been around a few years now. There's still no corporate sponsor? I mean, you're just, like, leaving money on the table. You know, we talk about Lamar Jackson not maximizing his value and he'll never get that money back. Hey, guess what? Same for the Nationals, for the stadium rights. Not you doing anything with them.
Because they're such – they're so good at what they do when it comes to – real estate.
Yeah.
I mean, they are excellent at that when it comes to doing what they do. So I figured that's one of the reasons why they were holding tight. But as a fan base, you do have to ask yourself, are we spoiled or are we just soft?
I don't know if we're spoiled.
Are you spoiled?
Yeah.
I look at Cleveland.
Right.
And they went through a rotten
your
name
team,
change.
The Dodgers.
Well, we're filthy rich.
Yeah,
we got 50,000
a night. You're spoiled.
Well, but they have reason to be,
right?
Based on the trends,
right?
The Guardians, they had a rotten name change, and I didn't like the Indians mascot, but I went through it. But because they are playoff bound, I think it was softer landing for them here,
right?
We just crashed you. The thing was with it, we have arm trouble. We have things that happen that you just go, "Are you serious?" And it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we're probably never going to see Steven Strasburg again. That was the one thing, right? You look at
may see him again.
not in uniform.
But
like you look at post-World Series, like the decision, right? Like if you want to say it was between him and Rendon, like there were no good decisions. Now, at least Rendon's still playing, I guess.
Yeah.
He's still active, even though he's not really playing right now. No. You know, not playing Rendon at a high level, not at the same level he was prior to the injury.
No, he was a beast.
Yeah, the
man.
Angels are going to try to make him their cleanup hitter this year, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess in some ways, we had a really good run. Maybe we should have enjoyed it more. But I think the way it ended and as quickly as it ended was very frustrating.
We didn't think it would end. Kawhi. Rendon reminds me of Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, yeah.
It doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
No.
It's just hard to connect with him.
Sure.
So you really never know what's kind of going on, but he's really pretty good.
Right.
But it's like nobody's the same, man. And that's why I always think about Coach Thompson when it comes to this, about you have got to be able to navigate through personalities. I like his approach, the dictatorship. You know, we either do it. There ain't no option. It's my way or you're out. And I really think that these athletes, today's athletes, and I love it that they're making the money. Please believe me. I'm so happy for them in doing that. But everything comes back to me talking with Hammer and Hank Aaron. And on the road, when he was with the Braves, it was Milwaukee at the time. And I'm interviewing Mr. Aaron. And I go on road trips. And it was tough. I couldn't stay with the team. Well, where'd you stay? I had to stay at the mortuary because the only African-American-owned businesses in town was the morgue. So we had to sleep in the morgue. I mean, that's one thing I wish these athletes would really just read more, hit Google more, before you, and then understand what people had to do before you to give you these opportunities. So when I see a guy half naked at a strip club with a revolver in his chest, I go, the guy just don't get it. And then it just drives me nuts.
All right, Tom Lavero, hopefully not half-naked in strip club right now, will join us next.
Well,
I mean, it's possible.
Tommy.
It's possible. Will join us. Talk Nats opening day for the Washington Times. We'll get to him on the other side. We're coming to you live from the Green Turtle here at Navy Yard First Street Southeast for Nats opening day. Green Turtle has game day specials, including $15 buckets.
Oh, yeah.
All beer and $5 home run strikeout shooters. Eat plenty, drink well, leave happy. All right, we'll
come
back.
Meet Anthony Haney, too. Meet Anthony Haney.
Anthony Haney in the house.
Yes.
In his one-on-one game. It is Burgundy Gold today with Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 90 streaming live in the Free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back here live at Green Turtle Navy Yard, First Street Southeast, Nats opening day. People starting to head towards the ballpark. If you want to just come in and watch the game, maybe you're on a lunch break, you can't get to the game, but you want to hang out, come by Green Turtle. Game day specials, including $15 buckets of beers, $5 home run, and strikeout shooters. Eat plenty, drink well, leave happy. Now, I would say this, just, I mean, this is me, I don't know, every profession's different, every job's different, Doc, but if you're going to get one of the buckets of beer, I mean, going back to work, you know, maybe not the best idea. I don't know, but maybe it is. Maybe for your profession.
It depends on who your boss is.
Right. And you work better that way. More creativity when you're a little bit, you know,
now, that is
up.
True. That
you
is know? True.
The creativity.
I mean, a glass of wine.
Right.
I can't say I've never done a show without a sip.
You know, listen, in some other cultures, it's very acceptable to have, like, with lunches and then go back to work. All right, joining us right now, man, he would never do anything like that, of course, Tom Lavera.
Well, he'd never go to any place to serve liquor.
Right. BetQL, guest hotline, bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. It is Lovey with us. Washington Times columnist has one today that's not exactly hopeful on opening day. How you doing today, Tom?
But gentlemen, I would hope that the two of you have been through your first bucket by now.
Not yet. No, we haven't. When are you joining us?
Yeah, we're lucky to be here. All right, let's start with your column today. I mean, you hit on a lot of things that we all fear. I mean, this is not going to be, I don't know, maybe the why not Orioles of 89. Is that the best case scenario, or would that be like, basically, you know, the immaculate reception at this point for hopes of this squad this season?
I mean, I think it would be. I think that would be. They would have to have so many things go right. I mean, it's a team consisting of a small group of core young players with promise, and the rest of them basically rejects from other organizations or guys looking for their last chance. In a division with the Mets, the Phillies, and the Braves, who they have to play in a pile of times over the course of 162 games. So, I mean, I think if they get 60 wins out of this team, they'll be lucky. Okay, and that's a 5-win improvement over last year when they won 55. And my point is, of the column, is this is a young franchise still. They haven't even been here for a generation. Okay, they can't afford to give away losing seasons. You know, it hurt them at the beginning of their ownership, and it's going to hurt them again, and it didn't have to be this way. They have an $80 million payroll. I mean, that's almost criminal.
Wow. Well, this thing with Masson, I don't know if you have a solution to it. That's the only excuse I give them, that mulligan and that. They are being hamstrung a bit, to my knowledge, by MLB and, of course, our beloved Orioles. How do you get around that one?
Well, the Masson deal, I don't believe, and not everyone agrees with me, I don't think Masson's going to get straightened out until the Orioles are sold. Because Masson are the Orioles. It's the same thing.
Okay.
And that's not going to happen until Peter Angelos, who's been in very poor health for quite a while now and is 93 years old, passes on. It's in his will that the team will be sold. So, I mean, if that happens, then that clears the deck for everything. Now, that's getting in the way of the Nationals being sold right now. That is no excuse for a bottom feeder payroll from this organization. I can tell you right now, the front office will never admit it, but this isn't what they wanted. This isn't the team they wanted to field for this year. And they recognize the value of being competitive, of giving fans a chance when they show to the ball up to the ballpark that they think their team can win. Now, that doesn't mean having a 500 record necessarily. That certainly doesn't mean winning the NL East, but it means being competitive, winning 75 to 80 games maybe. They're a long way from that.
We're here with Tom Lavera, Washington Times columnist, and sometimes you hear him on the Kevin Sheehan podcast as well, actually a couple times a week when he carries that show.
Highest rated of the whole week.
Yeah, with us here on Burgundy Gold today, Team 90 streaming live in the Free Odyssey app via the BetQL guest hotline. All right, so I was saying this to Doc earlier, and as frustrating as this Masson situation is and the Orioles, you know, kind of interference with the Nationals, But wasn't this thing kind of doomed from the start, though, with the way the contract was written, you know, in terms of the Washington's ability to get a franchise again, that the Orioles were going to be in their pockets for so many years in the gate, and they would have control of this thing called Masson. And, you know, I guess there was more of a hope that someday it would hit an open market bid where, you know, even, I guess at that time, was it Home Team Sports or was it Comcast Sports? I don't know. Or somebody like that could bid on it.
Well, let's get real maudlin here for a minute.
Yeah. All right.
I think when they made that deal, I think at Major League Baseball and a lot of people, first of all, it wasn't exactly the deal they had first agreed to. But okay. Peter Angelos threatened them by taking them to court. And then the Orioles got a much bigger share, the 90% share of Masson when they first started the deal. But I think a lot of people in MLB expected by the time the Masson deal came back up again, they wouldn't be dealing with Peter Angelos, that he would have moved on, literally, so to speak.
Gotcha.
And that hasn't happened. I just think they gamble and they figure, well, by the time this all comes around, you know, somebody else is going to own the team. Well, that has not happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Mets. And now they are L.A. East. What kind of impact does that have? I would think it increases the value to a bit, but also will be difficult to deal with from a seasonal standpoint.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a killer division right now with the Mets, the Braves, and the Phillies. That's $700 million of payroll between those three teams, okay? And the Marlins are a better team. The Marlins are probably a .500 team, you know, so that leaves the Nats, what, 30, 35 games out of first place come August? I mean, who's going to show it? This is why, I mean, the learners had no vision when it came to creative and outside-the-box marketing for a team in a city where they lost baseball for 34 years, okay? And they never connected with the baseball history in this town. I use this as an example. I've written about this before. Early on, they had a chance to hire Frank Howard for community relations, okay? Stan Kasten wanted to do that for $75,000. That's pennies. For the learners. The learners didn't want to do it. I don't know if you realize this, but there's a statue of Frank Howard, although it's hard to tell sometimes,
yeah,
outside the home plate entrance to Nats Park. I mean, that's the kind of vision I'm talking about. You know, they did not do the grassroots marketing when they first gained ownership of this team in a town where back then the football team still meant a whole lot, and you needed to fight against that. You didn't just need to surrender to it and just ignore it. You needed to create the roots for a fan base that would get you through the tough times, and they've never done that. All they've done is when they don't win, they drive fans away.
Yeah, and the division is a monster right now. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
the Braves are here, have won, you know, the last five division titles, and we know what they did from the 90s to the 2000s, and they don't look like they're getting any worse with what they did this offseason. And then, of course, you have the reminder series that will come up, you know, quite a bit this year, which is the Phillies come to town when you see all your former stars.
Oh.
You know, and as you know, Tom, Philly fans tend to travel well and live in our community here. I mean, that's going to be the one that's going to be painful, because you mentioned Stan Kasten, and I had flashbacks to Stan inviting Phillies fans into Nats Park back in the day, and he got ripped for it. But nobody's got to do that anymore. They're going to be here anyway, and also your former favorite Nats players will be here as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Philly games are going to be a nightmare for the few Nats fans that show up. I mean, I think, look, the attendance last year for Nats Park just barely hit 2 million. I think they'll be lucky to hit 1.5 million this year, home attendance. It'll be among the worst in all of baseball, because they never put in the work to create something that people felt connected with, other than the winning. It's easy to draw people when you're winning,
yeah,
okay? But you know, there's a foundation. It's just a lack of vision, and you know, by the Lerner family, and now they've just shut down. I mean, you know, they can Mark Lerner can write all the letters to fans always want. $80 million is a white flag of surrender.
How about the commitment? You mentioned, I know that your involvement and a great involvement with the D.C. Grays and a lot of grassroots opportunities here for the Nats. Are we saying that that's not being extended to the fullest?
Well, no, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about marketing, promotion, and business. Actually, the presence of the Nats, through no necessarily benefit of the learners, they haven't really done anything. I mean, you can talk about the Nats Youth Academy, but they couldn't buy the team unless they created a youth academy. That was one of the requirements. So they were forced to create the youth academy.
Okay.
And nobody knows what's going to happen to that for sure if and when the team is sold. But I can tell you that among Little League baseball in the district, it's grown significantly with the presence of a Major League Baseball team here. With the Grays and what we do and with other organizations, there are a lot more Little Leagues throughout Washington, D.C., and organized baseball for kids than there were back in 2005 when the Nats first came to town. And I might want to mention, Doc, okay, mark your calendar, Monday, May 22nd, the D.C. Grays Cigars and Curveballs fundraiser at Shelley's Back Room.
Well, you know, I know. The question is, and I think you'll back me up on this one, that I have been somewhat of a fixture at that event.
Oh, absolutely.
But what I haven't been able to do is get Scott Jackson, to make this mandatory appearance.
Well, hopefully my schedule will be clear.
Okay.
As you know, I do. I find my schedule out week to week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, welcome to my world.
Yeah. But yes, I would love to be there. It sounds like a great, I know it's been a great event.
It's special.
Yeah,
it's
I know
special.
It's been a great event.
Yeah. It's a great event for a good cause.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey, Tommy,
is.
Victor Robles had another good spring training. Is it finally? I mean, what do you think? Could that be one of the good stories this year potentially for this team, is if there is going to be some positive surprises on the field?
Well, potentially it could be. Look, there was a time when every team called the Nationals about trades. Mm-hmm. The first guy they asked about was Victor Robles when he was a minor league prospect. I mean, and the Nats wouldn't trade him. I mean, there were multiple teams that wanted to get their hand on Victor Robles, and he was pretty much untouchable at one point. So look, sometimes people get these things wrong. It's an inexact science to project talent, particularly in baseball. So they may have been wrong about Victor Robles, but at one time, people thought he was a can't-miss prospect. And in that 2019 season, the World Series season, he put up some pretty impressive numbers, and he's a terrific center fielder. So, yes, that's a possibility. But based on his track record of late, he'd have to change that.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially at the plate. That's what I didn't know about Juan Soto because of him. Because he's the guy I heard most about. And Victor's down, he'll battle, I think, more so, obviously not the field, but at the plate. So that's where I think the improvement, the consistency, would definitely make him back a number one prospect.
Yeah, they're going to need to generate runs from somewhere. And their pitching staff, their pitching depth, I mean, they're relying on, Josiah Gray had an awesome spring training, and he may be the real deal, okay? And Mackenzie Gore looked great in his last outing, and he's one of the top prospects they got when they cleaned house and dumped all their stars, okay? But pitchers are fragile. They get hurt, and they don't have a lot of pitching depth right now in the organization to back up their starting five. I might want to point out their starting five, including Patrick Corbin, who makes $31 million a year. No, who makes, I forget how much, $26 million a year, okay? Their starting five makes a total of $31 million a year. That's $4 million less than what they're paying Steven Strasburg.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. You mean Coach Strasburg?
He's never playing again, right? I mean, that's just
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Official
of
moment.
All the players, of all the stars to commit to,
yeah,
that's the guy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's killer, absolutely killer. Although, I guess the other road potentially that offseason was Rendon. if he was willing to come back, right? I mean, they could have overspent on him, and that's obviously not been a great thing for the Angels.
Rendon, no, you're right. But Rendon was willing to sign back in spring training for a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah.
But again, and like, obviously, you're right. He has not played well since he's been with the Angels. But, you know, the money would have been there to sign Trey Turner. That's the guy that's going to kill them the most.
Yep. Now you have to see him again. Big time.
Yep, you're going to see him a lot. That's going to be very painful, no question about it. Well, Tom, great having you on. Enjoy the baseball today, and have a cold one or two for us.
Happy opening day, everybody.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you. The Grim Reaper, Tom Lavero,
right.
with us here on Burgundy and Gold today. Yeah, I mean, listen. I think most of the projections are in the 60s, some, you know, even lower for the Nats. I mean, we'll see. I mean, you'd love to think they could make everybody look stupid. I mean, that would be great. But based on, again, the money alone and who they have in the lineups, it doesn't look like the greatest of things. I'm watching as the players are being introduced right now, and hopefully, hopefully it's, you know, the why not Orioles season for those that are too young to remember, like Anthony. Was the 89 Orioles. They came off the 88 season where they lost their first 21 games. And poor Cal Ripken Sr. got fired as the manager that year.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next year, with zero expectations, they took it to the last game of the season in terms of trying to make the playoffs. They ended up not making it. But it was a heck of a year. It was a heck of a year for them. And it was totally unexpected. Totally unexpected. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Coming up, we will get to, at the top there, some football news. A lot of Commanders buzz on the sale right now, although nothing really shaking. It is Burgundy and Gold today with Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 90 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. It is Burgundy and Gold today.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Tom Lavera for joining us. We're live here at Green Turtle, Navy Yard. First Street Southeast, it is Nats opening day. It's Major League Baseball opening day. It's everybody. Green Turtle has game day specials, including $15 buckets, a beer. You got $5 home run strikeout shooters, plenty to eat, and eat plenty and drink well and leave happy here at Green Turtle. All right, hopefully you can come by and see us at some point. We're here till 3, and we will be talking more football in the next hour. But I wanted to go through just kind of the disparity on what the betting public thinks. So people like Mike. Doc,
Eminem,
who is scheduled to join us here later after he leaves the varsity assignment.
Yeah.
He got called up to the big leagues today. On opening day, Mike was called up to the majors. So
he's ready. I'm happy for him.
So in the NL East alone, you have the Braves over-under total at 96.5, the Mets at 94.5, the Phillies at 89.5. All right, then the Marlins, you know, a pretty big dip from there to 75.5, and even a bigger dip from there to the Nats at 59.5. So that's where they think it. So that is a disparity for the Nationals and the Braves, who they're about to play here on opening day, if I'm doing the math correctly, which is always sketchy, of, I'm going to say, 37 games. Yeah, it's 37 games. It's a lot. It's a big difference. So you think the Braves over a 162-game schedule are 37 games better than the Nationals. And obviously, it's probably true.
Man.
It's probably true.
History tends to... Well, you nailed it. It's about pitching. If you look at the bullpens, you look at the whole this pitching staffs, but then our division, yeah, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, you think back to when this team obviously, you know, really started to make inroads, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing it because of pitching. Like, they invested in pitching. Obviously, yeah. Most of their big picks and big moves were pitching in terms of, you know, free agent acquisitions. Obviously, Max Scherzer, you know, and obviously Patrick Corbin, who's on the bump today. But he was not the ace. He was the third guy, you know, back in the day. So it's definitely been, you know, that's been the erosion there. Injury, the trade assures are obviously, you know, we'll see what Josiah Gray has. You know, he certainly had some moments where you can see, okay, you know, that deal they got in the Trey Turner pack, okay, maybe this guy is going to be something special. The Kay Cavalli setback really stunk in spring training.
Yeah, but, you know, it just when you need something to go, you get kicked in the shins,
mm-hmm.
and you just got to go. But, again, another opportunity but somebody that maybe we've discounted that comes up and makes a name for himself.
Now, if you buy into, like, farm ratings and these kind of things, I think Major League Baseball... .com had this last week.
Yeah.
The Nats at one point over the last couple seasons were the worst in baseball or among the worst, like bottom two, right? And depending on which system of ratings you looked at. Since all these deals, all the smoke's cleared going into this from the offseason, they have now jumped all the way into the top 10 at 10 in a lot of these categories.
And that could be the difference between two players.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah, you're right.
Two of the right players, yeah. And I let it go. The analytic deal, I respect it.
Sure.
But again, I have to measure things by who'd you do it against.
Sure.
What was your competition like? Because you mentioned a prior story we talked with Tommy. I'd never heard of Soto.
Right.
All I heard was Robles.
You're right. Now, he came up. He skyrocketed
on
the scene.
No question.
I mean, and again, as a 19-year-old in the World Series to come up as big as he did. And some of the biggest spots was incredible. Now, your Dodgers for over under totals.
No. Correction. Yeah. Not just mine.
Yeah.
America. I mean,
oh, you're going to put on me. No, the Braves saying, were America's team.
The Braves ain't no damn
remember
America.
That?
They
TBS used to run out that America's team
say.
Thing. Yeah.
That's all they used to say,
yeah,
but the proof
to run
the put,
America's team.
You know, you can't even say baseball without Dodger Blue.
Well, listen, they own the damn league. I mean, as much money as they make. I mean,
well,
it's
not about making money. It's about having players and developing players and having a commitment to excellence.
All right, so the Dodgers, 96.5. So, do you like the Braves? That's the most in the National League in wins total. The Padres, though, 93.5. The Giants, who, by the way, won the division, what, two seasons ago?
Two, yep.
Shockingly, that was a shocking season, or 81.5, but they are well managed by Gabe Kapler. You got Arizona at 74.5 and Colorado at 65.5. So, big drop-off, obviously, after that, the first two teams. But the Dodgers and Padres will probably try to bludgeon each other this season. And, you know, the Padres in the arms race against the Dodgers have gone out and spent pretty large and tried to make some big things happen.
It's fun to have a competitive, man. My roomie, my best man, Frank Dynamite Stevens, Padres guy. So most of we've known each other since college, 1974. I've been bludgeoning him just in this rivalry. Now I'm getting my behind kicked. Last year, I mean, we got torched.
Yeah.
You know, but the national anthem, my boy DC is singing it.
Oh, is it DC, Washington?
DC, Washington. Nice. It is the best rendition in my mind. Of the national anthem. It gives me chills, man.
Yep.
When he would hit those notes, him in warm up, you know, we'd be doing the sidelines, and you'd be out there early in the warm ups. And now, man, this is exciting. I want to be in a great baseball market. I mean, it kills me, the basketball situation, but I've become pretty much immune to it now. They've beaten me down.
Yeah.
Because basketball, I think our area speaks for itself. Numero uno in everything but the pros.
Yeah.
Every other area, we don't, you know. Now my basketball excitement is watching Baby AI devour Big L in a pickup game. I mean, that's what I'm left with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wizards, I mean.
Yeah. Hey, they gained some ground last night thanks to your guys. I mean, thanks to the Lakers. They helped the Wizards out by beating the Bulls, so it's just two games now with six to go here.
I mean, the Bulls. They lost to the Bulls.
And they could get that that 10th spot, and then, you know, then play yourself into the
top. I want them to keep playing.
Playoffs, that's good. You know, who knows? I mean, the NBA playoffs are a crapshoot every year. You just never know who's going to win.
You better believe it.
Yeah, they want you to think it's the NCAA tournament. Please. Please, this is going to be the same four teams as you expect to be in an Eastern Conference as it always is. So
that's why I give Cleveland a lot of credit because they did burst through that bubble, you know, and whatever you want to call them, they got over it. Their fan base is grit tough. As my boy Glenn Harris, popularized. They really are, man. And we're going to find out about the Nats fans. Nat fans got a raw deal, but they are a little bit spoiled too. It's a beautiful park.
It's a beautiful
area, man, that's been turned around for all this.
No doubt.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
I mean, we got all the celebrities here.
We got all the top people out here today. I see her maybe once or twice a series, and she's, you know, she's earned it.
Yeah. We'll see, hopefully, again, better things than we hope for, better things than we hope, you know, better things than we expect, I should say. We can hope. To be surprised, pleasantly surprised. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back on the other side and get to some football. A lot of things to talk about. Something Jason Wright said was interesting and important on the Commander sales front. We'll do that next here. Burgundy Gold Today, Team 980, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.